Mrs. Lee, Reel 6.
What?
Must have been dumb. But you stayed there for a year at a time until Martin... What was it called?
Martinmas.
Martinmas. And you never went out of the farm?
We used to go out Saturday night. We used to get Saturday night off.
But if you were far away from the nearest town...
We used to be about 3 miles from the village. But we used to walk it. We used to think nothing about it.
And did you go into pubs and things? Did you?
No. The only pub I went in was in the Victoria Hotel in Scarborough. They had a very big room as a dance hall, and it was sixpence to go in. And we could go in there from 8 o'clock in the evening while 12 o'clock at night. And if you wanted a cup of tea and a sandwich, you could have one. And you could have a glass of beer if you wanted it, or any beverage that you wanted, up to 10 o'clock. But the pubs used to keep open at that time, well, 11 o'clock at night. But in the dance hall, you couldn't take a drink in after 10.
Do you remember going to the cinema for the first time?
Yes. The first cinema picture I ever saw was Bette Davis. I can't remember the title of it. But
when was it? When did you go first to the cinema? About when? Was your son born by then or not?
Oh, yes. Before then... Yes, I went before then. I went to see Bette Davis in a picture, and it was a beautiful picture. I can't remember the name of it, but I remember seeing her lying on a haystack in the lovely sun. And then another picture I went to see, the Ritz in Leeds, was Al Johnson. And he had a little boy. He was singing Sonny Boy. And he had a little boy. And when I came home that night on the tram, my little boy was about 5, and a lot of people kept staring at him like this. And a lady said to me, "Is that the boy that's in the Al Johnson picture?" I said, "No, but it was very like him."
But that was long after the war, because
yes,
during the war it would be Charlie Chaplin.
I'm just going to tell you, I went to the assembly rooms to see Charlie Chaplin, where he was in the street dreaming he was an angel. Do you remember that? Dreaming he was an angel. And I always went to see Charlie Chaplin's pictures because I think his pictures were very, very uplifting. And I went 3 times to see that picture at the assembly rooms where he was sat dreaming where he was an angel. You know, where he used to throw his stick. I thought his films was beautiful. And Al Johnson's picture was beautiful.
Mrs. Lee, did you ever go into pubs in Leeds when you were working at the Copper Works with your friends?
No.
Never?
No, never went in pubs, during the war.
Why was that?
I used to love going dancing. Mm. And... I used to love going in the cafes and having a cup of tea and a cake. And drink never entered my mind.
No, but, I mean, would you go into a pub to meet friends or something like that?
Yes, I would go, but the only drink I would have would be a baby sham.
Yes, but you would go into a pub to meet friends?
No. But now I go in the pub every day in the week but Saturday. I have one dinner a week. I have a glass of Guinness every day. That's my dinner. And then when I come home, I will have a cup of tea and a slice of bread. But I do go in the pub now. I have a glass of Guinness, but I can't drink any more than the one. Because sometimes the landlady will say to me, "Would you like another drink, Mrs. Lee?" I say, "No, thank you." And I just have the one. But
I wanted to ask about your brothers and what they did in the war. What did your brothers do?
Oh, one of them worked in the Shipham's brass foundry. He was a brass founder. And my other brother, he worked on the ships, doing some war work of some kind on the ships. And then I had cousins. I had three cousins killed in the war. I've had four uncles drowned at sea. I had another cousin training to be a captain on the ships. He'd had his first trip and he landed in Hull. In the Alexander dock, and he went to the end of the ship to wave his people, and a wave came and dashed and drowned him. And then I had another brother. He used to clean ship's funnels, creep inside sheep. He used to do that during the war. And
you were the only girl in the family?
No, I had another sister. She died 2 years ago.
What was she doing during the First War?
She worked at the Scarborough Bag Factory with me. And then she married an Irish gentleman and they went to live in Ireland. And she died 2 years ago. And I still have nephews living in Ireland. But they're having a very, very bad time. They want me to go for a holiday, but my son won't let me go, and I don't want to go.
And your mother never worked during the First World War? She didn't go to work in the Scarborough?
My mother, no, she didn't go to work, but she would go and see to sick people. If there was anybody sick, she would go and see to them.
But she never worked at the bag factory in Scotland?
No. There was no need for my mother to work. My father had a good position. He was first engineer on the ships. He worked all his life. He'd never been out of work. And there was no need for my mother to work.
End of Mrs. Lee.